point of a social occasion is to socialize. So you have to talk to people.
In order to enjoy this, I will need to basically not be present.
I will have to find a way to excuse myself from this occasion to enjoy it.
You sent me a polo like 2 days ago that said, I've made a mistake. I agreed Ryan's friend could bring the wife.
Hello and welcome back. This is the second part of a two-part episode thingy. So be sure and check that one out first for context.
The next question is, or statement is, I tend to have very strong interests which I get upset about if I can't pursue. Here's the thing. Define strong interest. I don't know what strong interest...
American Girl Dolls.
Well, but, okay, but hold on. I have an explanation here, or a clarification thingy. It says, I don't know what a strong interest means in this context. I do have interests that I want to pursue, and yes, I can get upset if I can't pursue them because of an outside influence, i.e. our craft room flooded thanks to a burst pipe and repairmen still haven't finished the job. I'm upset that it's still ongoing because I want to get back to repairing my dolls, but I think that's normal. At the time that I wrote all this down, that was in fact the case. It has since been repaired, and I'm happy again, so...
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I had to get this one explained to me, but I remember what was explained to me because that psychologist told me outright what that's talking about is a special interest. So if not like, oh, circumstantially, like maybe I can't get to my dolls. Like, let's pretend someone said you're grounded and no dolls for a month. Like, does that affect more than your mood and transcend into this is challenging my mental health? Like, I'm upset. And I won't get better for the month that I'm grounded.
That is a good question.
Did mom ever ban you from The Sims?
Yeah.
If someone came in my room and like, or it was like, oh, I got rid of all your My Hero Academia figures, I would break shit. Not literally, but like internally, yeah. I would be like, what the, it would absolutely melt down.
Yeah, no, if I mean, in that case, if people were to go ahead and get rid of all my craft stuff, especially all the little dolls, I would be very, very upset about that, I think.
Yeah, just imagine someone came in and decluttered and got rid of everything.
No.
You've also been, like, genuinely upset when a doll didn't ship when it was supposed to and didn't get there as soon as you thought, or...
That's true.
That is also
like
true,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could say I would. I don't know. Do I agree or do I slightly agree? Because again, if it's put on pause, that's different than being able to never do it again.
But it says can't pursue, so that means for the foreseeable future, you don't know if it's going to unpause.
Oh,
all
yeah,
you know
then
is you
I would
can't
be upset
do it now.
About that.
Yeah,
I'd say four on that.
Yeah.
If again, sorry, I know you just said, imagine it's like, you know, don't, I keep trying to like be like, but the nuance.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want you to gaslight yourself out of like your own reality.
That is also true. And I do have a tendency to minimize my own literally everything. It's great. The next one is, I would rather go to the theater than a museum. All right. Again. Are we talking a movie theater? Are we talking a theater for stage plays? I don't like movie theaters because they are way too loud, but I do like going to see a play sometimes. That said, I do really, really like museums, and it would have to be a really good show or like something that's a limited time engagement. So like a traveling show that you only have a certain amount of time that you can see it and the museum will be there forever. Then that's the only reason I probably would pick that over a trip to the museum. But what sort of theater?
Yeah, that's weird too, because I remember this one confusing me and I don't remember what I ended up saying. I'm sure I just wrote a big note and was like, because if it means like stage theater, mm-hmm. I view like that kind of theater and a museum as like similar in vibe.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of alone, it's quiet, like generally speaking, there's a structure to what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But like a movie theater, that's chaos. People are up, people are down. There are smells, the popcorn, the like, I hate movie theaters.
They mean movie theater.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Most people are not talking about a stage play. when they say theater. And also, it's not. Also, look at the spelling. It's not spelled like theatre.
But here's the thing. Theater, where theater with an R-E. So theater with an R-E is the craft. Theater with an E-R is the building. Therefore, it could technically be talking about either. And that's what tripped me up. Okay.
it's a movie theater. Yeah.
That's a good point. I bet neurotypical people aren't like, which... Yeah.
They would normally say, like, a stage play or a...
Okay,
well, I would rather go to a play.
Okay, in that case, I would definitely not want to go to the movie theater than a museum at all.
Yeah, and I was like... I was confused why you were confused, because I'm like, Rihanna, that seems so easy, because you hate the movie theater. You bring your little, like, earplugs.
Yes, because it is very loud there.
Yeah, which, I mean, hey, it makes sense. You can hear super well, better than most people, so, I mean...
And it's easier to bring earplugs than draw attention to yourself by plugging your ears.
It's like that scene in Man of Steel where he's, like, his powers are going crazy, and, like, the teacher, he can hear everything, he can see everything, the teacher's like, Clint, or Kent, Clark, whatever your name is, what's wrong?
Wrong
franchise. And then he's like, and then just, like, runs to the bathroom or, like, runs to the janitor's closet. And they try to get in, and he uses his heat ray vision to heat the doorknob so they can't get in.
Oh, that'd be great if I could, like, reliably get people to just stay out. All right, next one. I find it easy to, quote-unquote, read between the lines when someone is talking to me. All right, clarification needed. Do I know this person well, and have I had time to study slash learn their body language so I can tell when they're being serious versus joking? Or is this a complete stranger, and what sort of thing are they trying to make me read between the lines about? Like, what sort of thing are they saying? Because if it's an idiom that I've heard before, well, yeah, I'm going to know exactly what they mean. But if I either A, don't know the person well, or B,
It's a one, Brianna. It's a one.
Okay. but what does it mean?
Okay. If a manager came up to you and you said, I need this day off. And they go, that's fine. How do you read that?
Great. Thanks.
Nope. Wrong answer.
What? But they just said it was fine.
But did you hear the tone?
What? Oh my God.
Yeah. That's where they get you.
I was like, cool. It's fine.
Yeah. No, that was that's fine.
But if you're the manager, you should really be, able to tell people no.
Oh, you'd think.
Okay.
Oh, you'd think, but no.
This is why
people...
I live in terror. I ask a million questions a day that I don't want to ask because I'm like, are you secretly making fun of me? Do you secretly hate me?
Yep. All the time.
And see, my thing is, I don't pick up on social cues very well at all. So I'll ask clarifying questions, and if they're still passive aggressive about it, I'm like, that's on you, bitch, because, like, I have already said... Do you mean this? Do you mean this? Are you sure? Like, I've asked my clarifying questions, and if you're still being passive-aggressive about it, then I'm not going to sweat anything, because I'm just doing what I understand to be true, and I already asked for clarification, and you lied. Mm-hmm. So,
I don't care
if you're trying to be nice, you still lied, and if there's a conflict here later, it's your fault! Because you know I can't read social cues.
Interesting.
I always tell people I can't read social cues whenever I ask those questions.
Well, in that case, I will say, oh, that's a one. That's a flat one. I'll try to speed through the rest of these because I know we are...
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I think it's fun.
I don't know why I feel the need to speed through these. It's not like the listeners are going anywhere. I'm kidding.
By the way, I feel the need to clarify.
Yes.
When I'm like, if I'm looking at you like you're so dang cute or anything, it's just because... Your brain work, or hell, even you, Maddie, if I'm looking at either of you like that, it's just because y'all's brains work so differently than mine, and I think it's fascinating, and I think it's really cool, and I kind of find it adorable when y'all ask questions, because I'm like, it's super cute, and I want to help, and it's really wholesome, and I think y'all are adorable. So I hope that doesn't come off bad at all. I don't mean it offensive.
I wasn't taking it. I didn't take offense
good.
At all.
Again, social cues.
Next question, or next statement, rather. I don't usually notice small changes in a situation or a person's appearance. All right, what constitutes a small change? Are we talking, like, And the situation that I'm in, is it like just a... Like, is it a situation that I'm actively paying all of the attention to and, like, focusing on and, like, making sure that nothing's... Like, you know, there's... What is small? What are you doing?
That's your answer.
What?
I was making small changes to your desk.
No, I noticed. Like, I noticed you were shuffling. I thought you were thirsty. I thought you were reaching for the water because you were thirsty.
No, that I was answering the question for you. You noticed a bunch of small changes I was doing.
Oh. Okay, so is that... But...
Do other people not care?
Yeah, other people... Dude, okay, my dad... He will walk in and rearrange Brianna's whole desk. I often have to go into his office and, like, you know, shuffle papers or something and, like, completely rearrange the desk. Mm-hmm. Does not care at all. Or... Yeah. I got a haircut one time. Or no, I think it was when I hinted my hair red. 2 months later, did you change your hair or something? Like, just didn't notice.
Interesting. Wild. Okay, so I guess that's... If you rearranging the desk was a quote-unquote small change, then I guess the answer is... I don't usually notice small changes, and then I disagree with that. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, this bothers me. I enjoy doing things spontaneously is the next one. How big is the thing that I have to do? Does it interfere with other plans I've already made? Does it involve other people? How much time do I have to prepare for the spontaneous thing?
Surprise, Brianna!
I can answer this one.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You have questions about it, so no, you can't. You have to have those questions answered first. Even if it's not like... Because when I read that, I was like... thinking of a time frame by spontaneous, like do something right now that I wasn't planning. So it's like, I don't mind if something happens at random and fast, but I can't just do it without answering all those questions. I can't be like, yeah, let's go to a party. I have to be like, well, who's there? Well, how many people? Well, did we bring something? Well, like,
yeah,
that I have to have things clarified before I'm spontaneous. I can't just be like, yeah, F it, let's go.
Perfect example. Earlier today, when you asked me, you were like, hey, do you want to be on the podcast at 5 p.m.? I was like, yeah. And then I didn't ask anything else. I was like, yeah. And then I think I said, what are we talking about? And that was it.
Okay.
Switch that. If I had said, hey, Brianna, do you want to be on a podcast that I'm a part of this evening?
What podcast? What time? What is the, what are we going to be talking about? Yeah, I would have a lot of questions asked. Okay, so I'm going to say no, which makes me feel bad, because I don't know.
No, don't feel bad.
Like, I want to do things spontaneously sometimes within the right parameters, and I have a lot of questions about it first, but once all that is sorted, sure!
Yeah. But hey, I mean, don't feel, like, embarrassed at all. Like, honestly, we need more people in the world that think things through. Like...
Oh.
Can you imagine if the world was just a bunch of me's running around going, yeah, sure, sounds good, all right. What are we doing? Great!
We need order in some corners of the world.
Exactly.
Next one is, I am often the last to understand the point of a joke. Okay, this one, I really don't know. Like, I don't know. How do you quantify that? Because I don't stand in a social situation, hear a joke, and then go, all right, who got that? When did you get it? Did you get that just then? Did you get that joke? When did you get that joke? Did you get that joke first or second? Or, like,
ask it different. Because this one I have, like, intimate experience with.
Ah.
The bane of my anxiety. Do you often laugh after people have laughed because only through their laughter did you realize it was a joke?
Yes.
There.
Okay.
I'll be like, oh, okay, there. Kidding. Haha, good. That was a joke. Because that sounded real effed up. That kind of thing.
Okay.
Oftentimes, okay, so this is a problem you don't have that I've noticed. I definitely do. I'm sure Mackenzie probably has this problem too. I have a feeling. And I'm sure Maddie, you probably don't have this problem either. You don't laugh at the wrong time when people aren't joking and someone laughs. Typically, I'm the person laughing. Because You understand that if the people around you aren't laughing, then that's probably not a joke.
Or if the person telling the joke is not laughing, then it's probably not a joke.
See, if I find it funny, it's funny.
Oh, okay.
I will laugh, and I will laugh at the wrong thing, and I will feel horrible about it, and it will haunt me.
Okay, so I will I will write an agree for that for sure. In that case, which thank y'all so much for helping me clarify this. So the when I take it to my doctor eventually, when I get up the nerve to do it,
I can go with you.
But, quick note, by the way, guys. Again, if you're like someone who wants to take these answers to a psychologist, Brie, you might note next to every single one that someone had to help you understand what was being asked.
So you can't see my spreadsheet, but I have all of the question mark ones highlighted, and I'm not going to change the highlight even though I'm changing the number.
It's color-coded.
Yeah, it's color-coded. Cool. Of course it is. Obviously, that's the best way to do things.
Yeah.
I have four more.
Okay. For, like, listener clarification, the reason that you do that is because some psychologists, you can't trust that every psychologist wants to diagnose you, and so you almost have to go to battle. And it's great if you have a good one. I had a good one. I got lucky. But that's not always the case. So they need to feel like you cannot function well in a capitalist society. So they need to feel like, oh, they needed help understanding basic things. So, like, unfortunately, you have to really, really exaggerate the problem and be like, I had to have these questions explained to me. This affects my day-to-day kind of thing. So.
Interesting.
Because some people just like to feel better than other people and won't diagnose you unless it's like, oh, well, you need this. Like, unless they can patronize you. It's not intentional most of the time. It's just...
Or they want you in the workplace. So they want to be like, no, I don't want to give you accommodations. So you don't have that because I decided.
Unfortunate. The next one is, the next statement is, I enjoy social occasions. Okay, is it a social occasion with strangers? Is it people that I know? How many people are there? And can I leave when I want to? I know I've already asked those questions, but I mean, you know, define social and the That's parameters true. There.
You will like be meeting new people.
Yay. The social occasion is me going to meet new people?
Yes.
Are there people I already know there?
Yes.
What's the ratio?
Probably more people you don't know than people you do know.
Can I leave when I want to?
I mean, no one's going to hold a gun to you.
Okay.
I was going to be like, Brianna, you have to interact with people, so help me God. I will shoot you.
If I can hang out with the people that I already know primarily, then yes, I do enjoy some social occasions.
Just know those people are going to have to go and talk to the strangers that they know better than you at some point.
Oh, I don't like that. I guess I could say slightly agree. I slightly agree.
Does that make sense?
If I am in control...
Do you have a better definition?
I've made a mistake. I agreed Ryan's friend could bring the wife. I think it's more than slightly.
Oh, God.
Also, like if you... If you were in that social situation, how quickly would you want to leave?
Well, honestly, that depends on the other person. Like, how
you know nothing about them. All you know is they are new, and you don't know them.
If I'm not the focus of the social, then if I can just stand by and observe, I'm usually okay. Or if I at least have the option to do that, I'm usually okay.
But the point of a social occasion... is to socialize.
Yeah, also, you're sounding like you're like, in order to enjoy this, I will need to basically not be present.
I will have to find a way to excuse myself from this occasion to enjoy it.
Right.
Here's the thing. If it's a social occasion with alcohol and I can get to a point where I no longer care...
You have to be under the influence to enjoy people.
Not always. If I don't know them very well and I'm very anxious and I want to go home.
You have to have
a they're in my home and I can't go home when they're in my home.
You have to
have a good comparison. Mackenzie is social. Me and Riley and Mackenzie were all like walking at a park, and me and Riley are very introverted, arguably both autistic, definitely me. And Mackenzie sees some guy with a book, like, literally across the park. And he's like, hey, what are you reading? And me and Riley were like, we don't know you. We're out. Mm. I don't want to interact with a stranger. Like, Mackenzie loves socializing. Please take them to the man park, kind of a thing. So, like, that's someone who just likes
go to
being
man
social,
park.
Not
fun.
Like, I enjoy these particular people, so I'm willing to be social,
oh,
which
okay.
is me.
Well, then I will slightly disagree with that.
Okay, so you know how my boyfriend, when he gets home from work, he goes and plays games and he doesn't really talk to people?
Yeah.
Would you prefer to do that, or would you prefer to be out in a room and be like, hey guys, and whoa, and how you doing? All that sort of stuff hours and hours, and that's how you recharge.
Well, I mean, I don't do that regardless. You're confusing introversion and extroversion there, I think.
That's true.
Again, if it's my people, I like to be around them. If it's strangers or people I don't know super well and they're in my home and I can't go home because they're already here.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, I tried to help and then I was like, oh, I just confused you. I'm sorry.
Only three more, I swear. I find it difficult to work out people's intentions, all right? Again, is it people I know well? Are these acquaintances or strangers or friends? Have I been in this situation before so I can relate previous experiences to this and realize their intentions that way? Or is this an intention I've never encountered before?
I have never been more confused in my life. What the F-bomb is that question?
I would say...
Like, it uses the terminology to work out people's intention, which leads me to believe that I am allowed time to think about it and try to figure it out. Which, again, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because...
You have lipstick on your teeth.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
I get it?
No, it's all over the front of your
teeth.
So
you do notice small changes in people's opinion.
Yeah. I do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I'm laughing only... I'm not laughing at you. It's just... I didn't know, like... I'm laughing at more just... how I don't think about these things. But, like, it makes me feel like a himbo. Because I'm like, oh my god, should I be thinking about this? Like, this... This seems like a very intelligent way about going about, like, answering questions.
No, it's
and I'm over here
analysis.
Just like, do I have difficulty working out people's intentions? Nope.
Okay.
I got it.
Here's the example I'll give of that, because I have said this my entire life, and it all made sense after I got diagnosed. So, like, Mackenzie would use the phrase that makes absolutely no sense. Yeah, you know, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And I would say
goose.
People dress as ducks all the time. That could be a costume.
Geese exist.
It could be, yeah, a goose, and you're wrong. It could be, like, I would just list all of these things, and I'd be like, so what do you mean? Like, no, I'm not going to just blindly trust that, like, oh, that's a duck, because it has two factors to it.
Yeah.
So, like... I don't know. Can you read the question one more time?
I find it difficult to work out people's intentions.
Yeah,
not to know people's intentions, but to work them out.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's right, but like I perceive that as that like I don't go, this person is probably exactly what they're presenting to be. I'm like, I don't recognize the way that this is presenting. This doesn't feel familiar or authentic. Let me sit here and analyze all of your behaviors until I figure out what exactly it is you're doing. I don't know. Is that right, Brittany? Is that what it's trying to say?
See, I take it more as like an instant thing. Like, or like as quick as possible. Because, again, a lot of neurotypical stuff is just fast, fast, fast.
Well, if you need it fast, just ask them what their intentions are.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sorry. No, people never do that because they're like, oh, they'll lie. Like, people will lie about their intentions. And so you can't trust, like, what they'll say. Dude, it's weird. You have to do this, like, song and dance where it's, like, you have to look at how they're saying things, and you have to read their body language, and then you have to analyze that afterwards and compare it to previous conversations and go, okay, can I trust this person?
Oh, personally, are you talking about, like, how... Okay, so I would always hear these girls be like, he seems so nice, and then go on and on and on about them, and, like, all I could do was think of, like, no, but he's the worst, and you know that because he's done all of these things, so even though he's presenting, what do you mean you're focused on he seems great? He's not being great. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like, neurotypicals, like, are just like, swipe left or right, and aren't even asking about more?
Yeah, like... The truth is so obvious to you. Like, you know how, okay, you know how it's really frustrating when, I know you've had a couple friends who have done this, who, they'll be like, but he's really nice. And it's like, no, your boyfriend's a total a-hole. Like.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but no, like, he's really nice.
Doesn't matter if he's nice, he's hitting on other women in front of you. Like, yeah. He is actively going out of his way to hit on other women in front of you.
But he makes me feel like a princess.
But he's hitting on other women in front of you.
But I love him.
All right.
Like, exactly. You know he doesn't have good intentions. You know her intentions aren't to understand you. But you just can't help but point it out that this is all bullcrap.
Sometimes I just can't fathom that. Like, you're not that clueless. I can't fathom it. There's no way
intentional
that much
denial.
Of the world... is genuinely that vapid. Are you kidding me? It drives me nuts.
But wait. That...
It's intentional denial. Like, they're lying to themselves. They don't want to see what's blatantly in front of them.
Oh, my God. Wow. Man.
Yeah.
Neurotypicals are
exhausting. People do a lot to protect their feelings, but...
But in the long run, it's just going to hurt your feelings even more.
And you know that, and I know that, but the neurotypicals apparently don't.
Which, by the way, I feel like we are dunking on neurotypicals a lot. If you're out there and you're listening to all this and you're going, not all neurotypicals, please let us know. We would love to hear.
Yeah, because this is just my experience.
Here's the problem. We don't know enough of you guys to have, like, an actual sample size.
And the ones
and
I do
honest,
know...
The few that we've known have bullied us relentlessly.
Yeah.
So you guys can be nice. I won't. If you're a good neurotypical, the burden of proof that you're a good person is on you. Yeah. I don't have time to read and look for all of your little lies. You can do the work, or I'll just keep hanging out with my ADHDers and my ASD people.
Or you, like... could just, you can just be upfront. That's the other thing. You can literally just tell people and then they'll know things.
And, like, of course I've met people who are neurodivergent who are, you know, not great people.
Right.
I've met a couple that are really bad people. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're either a decent person or a supervillain, but...
right. But, like... We're not saying that only neurotypicals are... Like, they're bad people come in all flavors, but to circle it back, how do we...
It's like you'll speak this language that you didn't teach us... Or if you did try to teach us, we can't understand the language.
Yeah.
And so this, like, song and dance of, I find it difficult to work out people's intentions, I think it's more, you find it difficult to understand why they do certain things.
Well, but it's not saying why, it's just what they're intending to do.
And I think it's, like, like, my autistic perspective of that is I cannot physically work out your intentions. You will have to tell me.
Mm.
I can't.
I,
like,
can
if
guess.
You, if you... I mean, I've had it before where, like, someone will do something and I will have to be like, are you... actually, a great example. Abed in Community. Wonderful. Perfect example. I fell out laughing. I was like, that is me, because everybody was, like, arguing, and he walked in on them arguing, and he looked at all their faces, and he said, are you hungry or upset with me? And, like, you have to tell me, because whatever vibe you think is obvious, it's definitely not. You'll have to use your words.
So I just thought of a good example, actually, how to clarify this. How many times has someone hit on you and you did not realize?
I don't know, because I didn't realize.
How many times have I gone, that guy was hitting on you, and you were like, what? What? No. He was just nice. And I was like, Brianna, no, that guy's hitting on you. Or I've told you, that person's in love with you. And you've gone, no. And I'm like, no, Brianna, that person is showing all of the symptoms of someone who is very into someone else.
The symptoms.
Like, all of the classic tick marks of looking at you for a long time, tilting their head, smiling like a dumbass. All those classic symptoms of, like, I like this person, and I'll go through it, and you'll go, no, they're just a friend. Because you don't think of them that way.
Or, like, reverse engineering that. How do you know for sure when someone is flirting with you?
Right, exactly. I don't want to just jump to a conclusion if they haven't said it outright. Or, like,
that's what I mean. Like, I'm asking you, you only know if they say it outright, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's the answer.
Or
yeah.
they, like,
you
they...
can't guess their intentions. They have to tell you.
Yeah, or unless they, like, you know, physically put a hand on you in, like, a seductive manner, which I don't even know what that is. But, like, if they lean in to smooch you, you go, oh, this person probably likes me. Like, obviously.
If it takes someone leaning in to kiss you, Brianna.
They run their hand down your arm and they go, seductive.
No, I'm, a good example of that. This one time, this is a whole other extra story, but that I will not go into because it just still makes me cringe. I didn't realize that this guy was hitting on me until he literally, like, put a hand on my knee and then squeezed it. And I was like, well, that's not something that I would do to a friend. And I was also like, I don't touch the legs of my friends. I especially don't let it linger for a little long. Mm-hmm. That might not be a friend move.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I should deal with that, but instead I just ghosted.
So.
Not good, but you know.
I once hit on someone who I strongly think is on the spectrum and similar situation. I literally said, it's a date. Like, when I was, like, asking them out, I was like, okay, cool, it's a date. They're like, did you ask me on a date,
saying
that just an old-timey phrase you like to use? And I was like, no, that was me clarifying that it is a date. And they're like, oh, okay.
So you're interested in me.
My partner now, just to be clear, and for you guys, we don't really care if people know, but it's like a low-key game we're playing to see if people just pick up on it on their own. So, like, my partner now, I asked them out, and they were like, oh, I'm not ready for that. And literally, like, 4 days later, and they were just anxious, was like, kissed me out of nowhere and all these things, right? So they kissed me. We made out for a good while. And then when they were leaving, I was like, so does this mean we're dating, or did you just want to make out? They're like, we're fucking dating. Like, what are you talking about? So, yeah.
Yeah, like...
like, even that, I was like, sometimes people just randomly make out with people.
I mean, that is also true,
yeah. And the words they use were, I'm not ready for that. So, maybe. Yeah.
Or, like, when you, well, I mean, I don't know if you want that on the podcast, but...
hold on. What's the...
When you and Ryan got together.
Oh, to be fair, I didn't know that I liked him like that until I kissed him, so... I think I've already said that in the past.
Yeah, but, like... like, just that you kissed him and then you went, oh, I think I like him. Like, right, like it wasn't a date until it was a date.
Right, but that's my own intention. Like, that's my intention. Sometimes I can't figure out my own feelings. I'm still stuck on the working out other people's intentions. You know, maybe we just leave that one.
How many times have I said something in, like, a Marco Polo or something, and then... you've, like, replied to it, and then I've been like, oh, no, I was kidding. That thing wasn't real. I was kidding. You didn't know naturally that my intentions were to joke. Now, fair enough, I might have had a flat affect, like, could have been on me. But, like, how many times outside of me and people you know to be autistic are you, like, actually, and they're like, I was kidding, or that was hypothetical, or... that was sarcasm. I knew what I was saying already, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, that's, still, though, that I feel like that goes back to the last one to know a joke. I don't know. Maybe I just leave this one alone, because I...
If I had to guess for you, I would say it's at least a 3.
Okay, I mean, maybe.
We can come back another time, but I would think it's a 3.
I will leave that one as a question mark.
I mean,
in
an episode, you went on a date with a conspiracy theorist and stayed the whole time. Because you're like, maybe he's kidding. Maybe he's this. Maybe he's that.
I thought it could be a joke because, you know,
exactly.
How... I even, like, did the whole, like, oh, that sounds like a joke. Ha, 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 ha. And he was not joking.
Exactly. Because you couldn't read his intentions.
That's true. I'll say 3.
Woohoo!
All right. Last
Please
two.
Please forward this episode to your psychiatrist for the diagnostic appointment.
Seriously.
Christine's going to be like, yes. She just watches it. Yes. Yes, you do.
Last two. Well, I don't know if you can hear it or not, but he is on the move.
If Maddie can't hear him, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I cannot.
That means the mic's not picking it up.
Well, we're using a different mic than the mic that's actually getting our audio. Anyway. Mm. I am a good diplomat.
Yes.
Okay.
I can see that. It's like mostly what you say.
Oh, okay. Is that version of diplomacy? Because the only one I know is like, you know, foreign relations and, I obviously do not work in the political sector.
So for me, like, I knew right away that answer because I've been described that way, like, my entire life. Because it's like, I see the facts of this situation. Okay. I am not looking at the feelings and who I side with and my personal life and how it compares to what's happening. It's just like, well, objectively, you are saying this, you are saying that. You are hearing this and you're hearing that, so you're actually communicating this. Go, be well.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Yeah. I'll mark that as a 4 because that
Yes. Means,
okay.
Yes. You're literally a 9.
Last one. I find it very easy to play games with children that involve pretending. I don't know if I am or not because I have no recent experience with children. I enjoy acting on stage, so I've played like some like warm-up games with kids before and I found that like I guess relatively easy, but I don't like I don't have experience playing pretend with children very often at all. So I don't know.
I mean, okay, let's pretend I go up to you. And I'm 3. And I'm like, here, play with this horse with me. And I just, like, hand you a plastic horse and start, I don't know, doing whatever the heck it is kids do with those. What do you do?
Mimic whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they're, obviously, they I would assume that they want me to play how they want to play, therefore I would try to mimic whatever it is that they're doing so that way I don't get the dreaded, no, you're not playing the right way. Or whatever.
I have no idea on this question. Like this one has stumped me.
Yeah, like I would literally just do, like I would mimic whatever it is that they want me to, or I maybe ask them, like, okay, what do you want me to do? Like,
I don't know. I guess maybe then,
give me instructions.
I would include your notes, like, for your psychologist. I would put, like, a 3, because just say to your psychologist, in the event that I am just mimicking what they're doing, yes. But if I have to come up with an original sort of make-believe imaginary world with them, and they're not driving the train of imagination, mm-hmm. and they just say, you go, I'm gonna be like, oh, this train's gonna stop.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I saw a TikTok where this guy was playing video games and then his, like, tiny daughter was walked in a, like, princess dress and he, like, pulled out a plastic sword and was like, I've been keeping it safe for you, my lady, and, like, went off on this long thing for her. And then she was like, okay, cool, and left. And I was like, absolutely not. I'd be like, yeah? What would you like? Like, I wouldn't
maybe
understand.
That's what that means.
Oh, you're trying to get me to be your I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Of course, then I can't help but wonder.
I don't know if it's a good example, because I do not understand or enjoy children, so I'm not sure.
See, my immediate thought is, oh, they've had this conversation before. And thus he knows what to do, but I don't know. Some people maybe just know it instinctively, but I would ask the kid what they want me to do.
So if you are a passive person in the situation, then yes. But if you have to be an active participant, nah.
Yeah, I wouldn't find it very easy. I could do it, it's just it would not come easily. So I guess no. In that case. Wow, we did it! We figured out the answers that I didn't understand. I also have to just point out one that I figured out very easily, but I just think it's kind of ironic that I wrote in my notes, I love making spreadsheets of information on a spreadsheet of the autism assessment that I just did. Because it said, I like to collect information about categories of things, and I'm like, yes, please give me categories of things. And give me a spreadsheet to put it on. But anyway, sorry, this was a long one. This may be two, actually, I don't know. It's like, we've been at this for like
13 reasons why Brianna is autistic.
Well, 13 reasons why Brianna doesn't know if she is, because she can't answer those 13 freaking questions. Because they're not specific and clarified enough. But anyway,
13 reasons why.
I think that's why they ask them that way. I think they ask them in a way that would confuse an autistic person, so they can tell if you're autistic.
Yeah. Oh.
I think so, because like when I did the assessment and stuff like that, it was very like, I don't know how to describe it. They asked me like very basic questions as well, like who was the president this year and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're also watching for like facial cues, like are you accessing memory longer than someone who would just be like, oh, Obama, and stuff like that. So that's what I think it is. I think they want to watch how you answer it too.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that would make sense, actually.
Yeah,
I don't like it because it's sneaky, but it would make sense.
Yeah,
but that's what the neurotypicals do. They're sneaky.
See, I feel like I'm a very sneaky person. Brittany is making a face. So, I don't know what that means, but...
If it's for a good cause, you can be the sneakiest person around.
Thank you. I try.
But, like, also... If you're trying to hide emotions...
Not sneaky, okay. Well, anyway, thank you all so much for listening to us trying to suss out the 13 most difficult questions for me on the autism assessment, and I still am questioning a couple of them, but it's okay.
How to get burned!
But yeah, please do come back tomorrow, because we will be here, and we hope you are as well. Please give us a like and 5 stars if you think those are the ratings that we deserve, and consider
13 out of 13 questions.
Yeah, so consider subscribing if you've enjoyed this or found it interesting in any way, shape, or form. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Oh,
bye.
Trying to think, should I zone out? Yeah, you're good.
Ooh.